Hi, thank you very much for raising this question. I think you've been hard done by, and I can see your frustration. And it's an interesting example for me because it's starting to confirm to me in my own mind that there could be a 6-month rule in play, which the Immigration Department are prepared to accept as being a reasonable length of time that could be said to be administrative flux in your continuity of ordinary residence. What I mean by this is that you find yourself between jobs, say, and in the meantime your employment visa expires and you don't have your approval for your new employment visa, so in that time you are out of state employment visa status, so the only status available to you is visitor visa. And there is no hard fast rule exactly how long that can be. And because there's no published gazette which sets out those time frames, you only learn by experience. So it could well be that they're playing a hard and fast rule against you. So so the trick really is to take it to the appeals process and seek to ask the Immigration Department to confirm, is there such a hard and fast rule? And if so, you know, how long is it? And then you'd need to go on and make your case out on the merits of the evidence of settlement, as you've stated them. And this should then give you a good shot at appeal, at best, and at worst it'll give you a good solid foundation of facts upon which to mount a higher appeal later on, if you so choose to do. But that's the strategy I would adopt in this case.